Okay, today I will share with you the four foundations of mindfulness from the Satipatthana Sutta Majjhima Nikaya. And this very famous sutta, especially in Theravada tradition. All the Theravada country, Burma, Thailand, Sri Lanka, they all recognize this sutta. Is the sutta showing the path to Nibbana, the path to realization. Okay, so before we start, as a respect to the Buddha, who is the founder of the Dhamma, we pay our homage to him first by reciting Namo Tassa three times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Okay. This, what I preach today, is according to Satipatthana Sutta, which is translated as the foundations of mindfulness. Sati means mindfulness. Patthana means upatthana. Upatthana. Sati patthana, sati upatthana. Upatthana got different meanings, but according to commentary, they translate it as foundation or base or cause. The base, the foundation for a yogi to establish or to develop mindfulness. And this sutta is so important. Why? Simply because Buddha said, because this is the direct path for the purification of beings, for the surmounting of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for the attainment of the true way, for the realization of Nibbana, namely the four foundations of mindfulness. How this patthana, satipatthana, to overcome our sorrow and lamentation and for the disappearance of pain and grief? How? Let me give you a story. The story of Kisa Gotami. Kisa Gotami is one of Indian girl. When she married with a young man, then she bare a son. She bare a son. When her son was born, in a year, her son died. So as a mother, especially the first child, as a beloved mother to her beloved son, she was overcome by sorrow, lamentation. She was so sad, and she carried her dead son going around in the village asking for medicine to cure her son who has died already. But she cannot overcome her sorrow. That's why in her delusion, she still think her son still alive. Therefore, she carried the dead body going around the village to ask for medicine. And one of the men, out of compassion for her, asked her to seek for Buddha. The man told her, the Buddha is staying in a temple. Please go and see him. I believe Buddha can give you the medicine you want. And Kisa Gotami was very happy. Then she carry her son's dead body and go to see the Buddha. And Buddha, as you know, Buddha is full of compassion and wisdom. Then he told the Kisa Gotami, yes, I can give you medicine. Please go and find some seed, how to call? A master seed. Very tiny master seed they use in Indian kitchen. Almost every Indian house got this master seed as a herbs. So you please go and get master seed. But not ordinary master seed. You must get it from a house. No one has that before. A house completely free from death. No sickness, no death. That if you can get that master seed from that particular house, then that seed can cure your son. Then Kisa Gotami is very happy. Because master seed easily find. So she go around and ask for master seed. And everybody say, no problem, I can give you master seed. But my grandfather has died 3 years ago. My grandmother has died 10 years ago. My son has died 10 days ago. My sister has died 21 months ago. She cannot get the master seed from a house who has no being dead before. So after some time, she get very tired. And she started to realize death happened anywhere, not only to my son. Everywhere, anywhere. Everybody is dying or has death. Then she start to realize the universal truth. Death happened to anyone. And from this realization, then she went and see Buddha. Say, Buddha, you don't need to give me the medicine. I found it already. Please ordain me. I want to become nun, bhikkhuni. Then Buddha ordained her. So after ordination, she practiced four foundations of mindfulness, satipatthana, and she was cured from her sorrow and lamentation, and she was cured from her pain and grief, and also she attained the true way, the realization of Nibbana. So this is what Satipatthana promised you. You will overcome all the sorrow and lamentation and the realization of Nibbana. Not only Kisa Gotami. During Buddha's time, thousands of monks and nuns, including lay people, has achieved Nibbana through the practice of four foundations of mindfulness. Therefore, be confident. Be confident the path will bring you to the safety, the peace, the bliss of Nibbana. However, confident alone is never enough. You need some more mental qualities. What are they? I will explain to you later. Okay, let us see. What are the foundations? What are the bases? What are the causes that can develop the mindfulness? Buddha mentioned there are four. Number one is body contemplation. Second one is feeling. The third is mind contemplation. And the fourth is dhammas. So these four, body, feeling, mind, and dhamma, are the foundations, are the basis, are the causes to develop mindfulness. We always said, you must be mindful. You must be mindful. You are not mindful. Mindful of what? Mindful of first, your body first. Second, your feeling. Third, your mind. Fourth, the Dhamma. However, this four can occur in one sitting. So at this present moment, sometimes this four can occur together. If it is so, why Buddha teach body first instead of feeling, mind and Dhammas? What is the reason? Simply because the body is easy to discern, easy to contemplate, easy to feel. Mind and Dhamma are very profound, not for beginners. The teaching of the Buddha has to be systematic. If Buddha teach you mind first, I think everyone will run away. Don't know how to practice. You can't even discern your body, which is so gross. How are you going to discern your mind, which is so subtle and change so fast? Therefore, in sequence, we teach body contemplation first. But remember, the four can occur at the same time, and as advanced meditator, you can choose anyone which is most prominent at that time. And this four again, please repeat. First, body, feeling, mind, and Dhammas. These four are the basis for you to develop mindfulness. They are the objects for your contemplation. They are the object of the mind for you to contemplate what? First, for you to, these four, body, feeling, mind, and Dhamma, for you as an object, as a vehicle, as a tools for you to develop mindfulness first, then concentration, then wisdom. Wisdom is to see things as they really are. What are the things as they really are? Body, feeling, mind, and Dhammas. Clear? Is it clear? Okay, good. Now let us go through one by one. What are the subjects under body contemplations? Number one, breathing. Breathing is anapanasati, which I often teach in my retreat, and you are going to practice at least one day. Okay, mindfulness of breathing. Anapanasati. Mindfulness of breathing, you concentrate on your breath. Keep your attention under the nose trail or in front of your face. Then mindfully you breathe in, breathe out. Mentally you say, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Don't follow the breath up to the head, down to the abdomen. Keep your attention under the nose trail or in front of your face. Then mentally say, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. If there is wandering thoughts, you don't follow the thoughts, but you pull back the mind gently on your breath to the breath again, and mindfully breathe in and breathe out again. And breathing, mindfulness of breath, is the way to develop sati and samadhi. First, sati first. Because of sati, mindfulness, then samadhi is developed. How? Let's say you are mindful of the breath. If you do not mindful of the breath, the mind goes somewhere else, thinking, going back. You still don't know because you are not mindful. You indulge in thought. You forget the breath. Therefore, we say you are not mindful of your breath. So first, you must have mindfulness on the breath first. In breath, you know. If you don't have mindfulness, When there's out breath, then you say in breath. When there's out in breath, you say out breath. Then your mindfulness is so muddled, not mindful at all, right? So mindfulness know what's happening at this moment, including your breath. So breathing in Pali we call anapanasati. Sati means mindfulness. So if your mindfulness is constantly applied to the breath, gradually you develop concentration, samadhi. Therefore, based on mindfulness, concentration is developed. This is first exercise we call anapanasati. Okay, second, four postures. We have four postures. Number one, sitting. Second, walking. Third, standing. Fourth, lying down. Lying down and sleeping is different. Not sleeping, lying down. Sleeping is lost your normal consciousness. Okay, so four posture. When you walk, you know you are walking. When you're sitting, you know you are sitting. When you're lying, you know you are lying down. When you're standing, you know you are standing. So it's a way to develop mindfulness. I will not go detail. If I go detail to everyone, maybe it takes 2 weeks, not 7 days. So I only will touch what I'm going to teach in this retreat. Okay, number third, bodily activity. How Buddha teach bodily activity? Okay, a bhikkhu, we see what Buddha say. A bhikkhu is one who acts in full awareness when going forward and returning, when looking ahead and looking away, when flexing and extending his limbs, when wearing his robes, for you, when wearing your shirt, and carrying his outer robe and bowl, when eating, drinking, consuming food, and tasting, when defecating and urinating, when walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking up, talking, and keeping silent. So whatever body activity you do, you perform, you must be mindful. What are the purpose of being mindful? What's the purpose of being mindful of your bodily activities? When you are mindful of whatever action you do, then gradually you shed off the perception of self. When you are mindful eating, mindful walking, urinating, wearing your shirt and so on, if you are mindful of whatever bodily activity you do, within maybe a week or 10 days, then you cannot see the self anymore. It is that when you are not mindful, the perception of self creep in, that you know, I am eating, I am enjoying food, I am talking, I am doing. So the I am will creep in to your consciousness because simply you are not mindful. Therefore, bodily activity and the purpose is to see only mind and body relationship. For example, I want to walk, then I want to walk is intention, right? Intention arises first, then the bodily activity follow. I want to eat, I want to go dining hall. So the intention arises first, then the body follow the intention. So if you are mindful of your bodily activity, including your intention, then gradually you will understand everything occur in the way of cause and effect. Without intention, the body cannot move. Without intention, want to go to urinating, the body cannot go. So intention must arise first. So intention is caused. The body follows after intention, the body is effect. So as you keep on going, you will see, if you can watch every of your intention, you will see cause and effect relationship. If you can understand cause and effect relationship, you will find no permanent self, which exercise the controlling power to your activities. Is it clear? Clear or not? No answer. If you don't understand, it's also fine. This sutta is not a profound, it's a profound sutta. You need to listen many times. My student listened 3 or 5 times. So first time, no answer, I can understand. Okay, so today you can practice body activity. So when you're going forward, going to dining hall, coming up to meditation hall, you're mindful of your own bodily action, mindful of your walking. Who walks? Okay, before you practice this exercise, may I ask you, who walks? Who walks? I walk. Who walk? First, mind. But mind cannot walk, right? Mind is not body. Mind cannot walk. First, the intention arises first. Then, that intention, that intention is my element, mind. Every mind state can produce 4 elements in the body. Please remember this word. Every mental state produces 4 elements in the body. So the intention is mind. Mind arise, the intention arise, produce 4 elements. What four elements? Earth, Patavi, earth element, Apo, water element, Tejo, fire element, Vayu, wind element. So the intention produce 4 elements in the body, and the wind element will push your body. Wind element push your body, then you have to walk. Other element also follow, but wind element is predominant one. As I go on, the subject will become very complicated. And after the retreat, you will become very knowledgeable. If your memory, if you can carry, follow me. If you can follow me and carry your memory. Testing. Okay. So who walks? You only can say wind element. Wind element carry the body. Then by understanding, wind element cannot be produced without cause. What is the cause? Mind. Mind is the cause. So cause and effect. So you start from today onward, you can start listen cause and effect as much as you can. Okay? Then when you flexing your limbs, extending your feet and flexing your limb, who flex, who extends? Same thing. Mind arises first, intention arises first, then the body, the wind also, pushing your bodily, push your body in front. Okay? If you do this without mindfulness, not to say you do without mindfulness. During Buddha's time, there was one monk. There's a group of monks. When they listen to Dharma talk, the monk sit first, then followed by bhikkhuni. So the bhikkhuni sit after the monks. After Dharma talk, sometimes Buddha give long discourse, maybe 2 or 3 hours. So after Dhamma talk, the bhikkhu feel tired. So one bhikkhu extend his limb, extend his hand so long, extend until his hand touched the bhikkhuni's body. Because the bhikkhuni sit behind. So touch the bhikkhuni's body, then at night he cannot sleep anymore. Always think of that touching is so pleasant. So pleasant, cannot sleep anymore. Finally, he disrobed. So why? Simply because he is not mindful of his extending the hand. Just one lap of mindfulness, he has to disrobe. That's why, how important is mindfulness? Very important, especially for renunciate monks and nuns. Okay, therefore, when you flex and extend your limbs, do it mindfully. When you do it mindfully, you got to slow down your action. If you do fast, sometimes your mindfulness cannot follow. Because most of the time, we are not mindful. Somehow we do fast, even worse. So you must slow down your action. Okay, then when consuming food and tasting, this is the time a lot of craving will arise. Especially our kitchen helper offer with all the best of their intention, offer such a good food. And kena my skull some more. Because I don't intend to give such good food. I think not necessary. We come here to practice. We contemplate the food already, right? We eat, we get a nutriment to feed our body enough, but not to enjoy the food. But if we offer such good food, it's very difficult not to enjoy. Therefore, I have to remind my kitchen people, control. We cannot offer more than hotel. No, it's not okay. Okay. So when you eat, consume food and taste, be mindful. How to be mindful? Okay, today I'm going to share with you how to be mindful. First, you take your food, put into the mouth, chew. If before chewing, the mouth touch the tongue, you feel warm, right? If the food is warm, you feel warm, then you should contemplate what? Fire element. You contemplate fire element. Then you feel, oh, pleasant, how nice. At the time, how to contemplate? Feeling, right? Contemplate feeling. Pleasant feeling as pleasant feeling. Don't say, my pleasant feeling. If you say like that, you will be overcome by pleasant feeling. So you should contemplate pleasant feeling as pleasant feeling. Don't say, my pleasant feeling very nice. No. The wrong word lead you to the wrong path. Okay? So you contemplate pleasant feeling. Then you will see that pleasant feeling subside. I guarantee you. You will definitely see that pleasant feeling subside. But some people, before pleasant feeling subside, because that pleasant feeling is so nice, oh, one more. Then, before he can see pleasant feeling subside, another pleasant feeling comes. Superimposed already. But if you are patient enough, not so greedy, then you wait, chill, pleasant feeling, then you see pleasant feeling subside. This is the way of the Dhamma, this is the way of the practice. So before it subsides, don't take another mouth of food. Okay. Then after that, then chill, then what should you contemplate? Wind element. If you bite your teeth, this one, biting is wind element, movement. So it's a wind element. Then when you chew, the food start to the liquid start to come out, to flow in your mouth, right? I don't know whether you observe this or not, or you before you chew, you already swallow. So you chill, you will see the water, liquid flowing, then fill up your mouth. At that time, you can contemplate water element, water element. Then after you swallow, the wind push your foot down to your throat and then down to the stomach. Then you can see that pushing. When you swallow the time, you can see the foot push down. So you contemplate wind element, wind element. Again, when you take again, sometimes you taste the food you don't like. Suddenly, because I'm mindfulness, this food I don't like. So unpleasant feeling arise. How to note? Louder? Yeah, very good, very receptive. Hope you can apply during lunchtime. Not now. So you can note unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling again and again. Then whatever pleasant, unpleasant, sometimes neutral feeling, no feeling. You don't say no feeling, no feeling, no, not possible. There's neutral feeling. So you cannot feel the feeling, then you note it as neutral feeling, neutral feeling. Then finish again, then you feel warm again, cold again, saliva again. You note for according to four elements. That eating period will get you very busy. When you get so busy, all the craving, no chance to arise. No craving will arise because the mind is so busy. And suddenly you will feel, wow, what a trouble to get to eat. You will feel what a troublesome to eat. Then you overcome your craving. Okay? But you don't eat until 8:40. You have time for work. If you eat so slow, nobody go for work. They also cannot. But more, breakfast cannot, lunch you can. Lunch you have plenty of resting time. So you eat, at the same time observe the element, note your feeling. Okay, if the feeling, pleasant feeling arises, you note, no subside, still there, and you want one more, what is the sign of wanting one more? What is the sign of wanting one more? Craving, right? Greed. Craving. So at that time you change to contemplate your mind. How to contemplate? We have contemplate of body, feeling and mind, right? Okay, now is the time for you to contemplate your mind. How to contemplate? How? Okay, you should contemplate your mind as the mind affected by greed. As mind affected by greed. Then you say so long. Mind affected by greed, as mind affected by greed, the sentence is so long. So then you say greedy mind. Or say greed. Greed. But you say greed and mind affected by greed, it's different meaning. Mind affected by greed, just to show you, it's just a mind state. There's no I, mind, myself. But if you say greed, then in your subconsciousness, you may think, I am greedy. The I am still there. I, the perception of self, still there. So it's different. So if you can contemplate the mind affected by greed as mind affected by greed, the effect is different. It's just to tell you, greed is mind state. Greed is not a person, not a being, not you, not belong to you. It's just a mind state arises. Why? Why? Why the greed arise? Because of the pleasant feeling. Dependent origination every day we recite. Depend on feeling, craving arises. Vedana pachaya tanha. Vedana pachaya tanha. So because of pleasant feeling, greed arises. So greed is just an effect of a cause. So greed is not a person, not you, not me, not I, not anyone. It's just a state of mind dependent on causes. So even one eating time, you can develop a lot of wisdom if you know how to contemplate. But if you do not know how to contemplate, then you will be eaten by craving. The food can arouse a lot of craving. Without mindfulness, we become the slave of our craving. But with mindfulness and wise yoniso manasikara, wise attention, we can turn the meal into sati and panya, mindfulness and wisdom. So this is how we can practice during meal time. And this is also under body activity, okay? Okay, now we come to number four, under body contemplation, number four, 32 parts. 32 part is my favorite subject. However, I seldom share with my recipient, my student, because it's very long. And I need to explain very long. And also, nowadays, people, not like previous time, Buddha's time, nowadays, people have so much attachment to their body. And 32 parts of the body just opposed to our mind, to our attachment to the body. So many people feel not okay. They prefer loving their body rather than feel disgust toward the body. So I think it's more suitable for monk and nun. For lay person, sometimes very difficult. After you contemplate these 32 parts of the body for a long time, you don't want to sleep together with your spouse. And your spouse start to get angry with Buddhism. What they teach? My wife don't want to sleep with me anymore. My husband don't want to sleep with me anymore. So they start to blame Buddhism, which is also not okay. Therefore, more suitable for monks and nuns, not so suitable for lay person. Unless you are single. If you are single, it's very good to contemplate 32 parts of the body. The purpose is to get disenchanted towards one's body as well as the opposite sex body. And you have family. So if you have this disgust, it's very difficult to stay with your husband anymore. Difficult to stay with your wife anymore. Therefore, since my students are all lay person, I feel very difficult for me to share this subject. Okay, next one, number fifth, four elements. Four elements, just now I have discussed with you a little bit. There are four, what? Earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. Please remember, the body is composed of these four only. No other things. In the teaching of the Buddha, if we say body, if you have some knowledge, you should understand body is only concept. Four elements are ultimate reality. Paramattha Dhamma. Four elements are ultimate reality. Body is only panyati, concept only. And as a practitioner, we cannot contemplate concept. We only contemplate ultimate reality. So we only contemplate four elements. If you want to contemplate the body. Even you walking, I say already, who walks? Wind element. Wind element. Not oneself. Not a person. Not a dog. Wind element. Okay. Next one. Gops in decay. Gops indicate there are, I think, nine stages. In the Indian time, they're not like us, Chinese culture, we put the gops in the coffin or we burn. No, in the Indian time, the old time, they throw the gops, the dead body, in the open channel ground. And the monk who want to practice this subject, they will go near to the dead body. First day, they observe what the dead body looks like. Then third day, they come again. The body start to change. The dead body start to change. First bloated, then breathing. Then after that, all the dogs, jackal, eagle will come and eat their dead body. Then after that, all the flesh will disappear. Only the skeleton left, right? Then gradually, stage by stage, all nine stages. So the monk will observe according to how the dead body turns out to be. But nowadays, even I ask my student to contemplate one's own death, and they get frightened and they cannot sleep. How are we going to teach this corpse in decay? You imagine your body or other people's body breathing, bloated, and being eaten by jackal. I think everybody cannot sleep at night. Nowadays, people have no courage. I compare my own practice with the people, the yogi, the practitioner nowadays. I see so much difference. So much different. Nowadays, people's mind are very fragile, very weak, no courage, and very pampered. Even no mattress also complain. I sleep in MBMC, few months, no mattress. Foreigners also, one from Australia also sleep next to me. No mattress, we never complain. So first I don't want to give mattress because I want to train my students. Since you come to learn from me, I have the right to train you according to the way I want, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. But so pampered. I cannot. Finally, I give up. I only do. I cannot do what I want. I let you do what you want. Okay. So, under body contemplation, we have six. Let us go one more time. Number one, we recite together. First, breathing. Second, four postures. Third, bodily activities. Fourth, 32 parts. Fifth, four elements. Sixth, corpse in decay. Okay, so if you want to practice body contemplation, we have to start with either one of this. So today, I will encourage you to practice mindfulness of breathing while you are doing your sitting meditation. But when you move around, I will encourage you to discern four elements and your bodily activity. When you discern bodily activity, in fact, you are also discerning four elements. Wind element, or you stand. You stand, you feel the touch of your feet on the ground. What are the elements there? If you feel hardness, then it's earth. If you feel softness, also earth. If you feel warm, fire. Not necessarily earth element. Then sometimes you can contemplate standing posture, which is supporting, right? Without supporting, your body will fall. So the supporting force that support your body to stand straight, this is called wind element. Okay, let me explain to you the four elements first. Earth element has six characteristics. Please remember. Number one is hardness. When you touch your body, you feel hard. This earth element. Then second one is roughness. When you rub your hair, you feel rough. So it's also earth element. Number third is hardness opposite to softness. Soft and hard is relatively. Not so hard is soft. Not so soft is hard. So comparative, relatively, then roughness, opposite is smoothness, okay, relatively. Then the last one, heaviness and lightness. So sometimes you feel body so heavy, instead of say, my body is so heavy, my body is so heavy, why not contemplate earth element, earth element, earth element? Instead of complain, see things as they really are. This is the way to develop your wisdom, right? So you can turn the unpleasant situation into wisdom if you know how to contemplate. So your body feel pain. I believe many people have this pain first day, up to the third day. It feels so painful, then investigate what are the elements that cause the pain. Earth, water, fire, wind, which one? You contemplate, you investigate yourself. Different people feel differently. So sometimes because of hardness, the cushion become like stone. First so soft, after 40 minutes, like stone. Then you feel you are sitting on a stone, then contemplate hardness. In order to feel that suffering, I feel suffering, why not make your suffering worthwhile? Make your suffering worthwhile and turn it into wisdom. This is my practice. I always make my suffering worthwhile. So suffering is my great teacher. I'm very grateful. Whatever suffering I encounter, I first tell myself, I must learn something from my suffering. I don't want to suffer without learning something. So I always turn my suffering into something fruitful to me. Similarly, so if you suffer in this retreat, then contemplate wisely. Okay, there's so standing, you can contemplate. Okay, if you want to practice four element, you contemplate supporting, then standing, earth element, supporting, fire, wind element. Sometimes you feel very hot, then fire element. Supporting is wind element, hot is fire element. So you can keep on, you can scanning at the same time, contemplate the four elements. Put aside metta. Yesterday I teach you scanning using metta. Now you also can scan the body, use four elements. So you can see my teaching is very flexible one, not rigid. So you can apply according to whatever way that you can make progress. Therefore, I let you try your way out. You feel that I standing doing four elements, it's very comfortable, very nice. And I also can understand the body has no self, only four elements. Then go ahead. Another way, you can stand and contemplate on your breath. Mindfully, you can standing and do anapanasati. But after some time, you feel a lot of pain already because you stand. Then try to see element. Don't attach to the breath. I will recommend you to practice mindfulness of breathing for 1 month retreat, not for short retreat. 1 month retreat, if you have good parami, you can attend jhana. But 7 days retreat, I want to share with you many, many things. But if only stick to one mindfulness, you cannot learn from me. So you have to make yourself open. Make your mind open, learn as much as possible, and choose one which you feel that you can make fast progress. Because I'm not a Buddha, I don't know which subject suitable for you. I only share with you what I think most beneficial for you. And some more, you are lay person, you are not nun and monk. The way I teach nun and monk is different from the way I teach lay person. Lay person need to be pampered. Monk and nun, just like Pao Xiaoro. Pao Xiaoro very strict to his monk and nun, especially local monk and nun. But he's very loving to the lay person, because lay person cannot take the hardship. They are pampered already. They stay very comfortable in their house, especially American. American, they are way, because I went to America every year. It's their culture. They live in very luxurious life. So they cannot sit on the floor for 1 or 2 hours. No, sit on the chair, okay. So it's different. So different culture, different way of training. So sometimes, even though I want to be very strict and little bit strict and harsh to my student, but I feel that I cannot apply the way I want to train my student. So finally, I practice equanimity. Okay. So standing, you can do either mindfulness of breathing, or you can discern the four elements. Okay, sitting, I will recommend you to practice mindfulness of breathing first, unless some hindrances come. Let's say restlessness, sleepiness, or pain come, then you cannot concentrate on the breath anymore. Then you try to use four elements way to investigate your suffering. If sleepiness come, then forget the breath first. You can contemplate the mind, sleepy mind. But today I have no time to share, tomorrow. You can contemplate your mind, but those who are my old students, they should be able to contemplate the mind. Okay, that much I share to you. Too much also we cannot digest. Okay, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.